turundusuudised .
Euromonitor published its annual travel trend survey. And one of the trends they pointed out is work less, play hard. That is based on the fact that a small but increasing number of American companies are offering unlimited paid holidays. Usually the American dream, the opportunity for everyone to prosper and climb up the social ladder, often translates as long working hours and few holidays. And Americans have notoriously limited holiday entitlement compared to the European counterparts with no legal minimum of paid holidays. However, some leading companies are changing this attitude by offering employees unmonitored or even unlimited holidays. Companies that have implemented this policy include Netflix, Evernote, Gravity Payments, and Virgin Group in its offices in London, Geneva, and New York. And around 1% of American companies operate this policy. With employees taking as much time off as they want. However, in reality, employees seldom abuse the policy. If there is a good trust relationship in the workplace and a sense of only taking time off when it will not impact the business, more holidays would be a win-win for the travel industry and employers, with benefits for both being seen, coupled with improved work-life balance for employees. So how would you comment this news from employer branding point of view?
Well, I mean, I think it's a feature to be welcomed. I'm really not sure that it necessarily equates to working less and playing hard. I think it equates to working somewhere else because I think most of these companies have recognized that if you're very clear about what's required in terms of performance, and if you read the Netflix culture document, which had a very famous period of fame on SlideShare, if you haven't seen it's 127 pages of insights into the Netflix culture, and this is one of the things they talk about. But they also talk about the fact that they're very clear about what's required from a performance point of view. So I think if you're clear about what's required from people, and you also have that level of trust, then you can afford to let people work where they want to work. And if they want to work from the beach, or if they want to go on holiday more often, and take more time either at home or away somewhere, then that's fine. Again, it's part of that general move towards more flexible working and a definition of work-life balance, where it's about not the company giving the individual work-life balance necessarily, but the individual within a company being empowered to find their own work-life balance by arranging their lives in a way where they can, you know, fit work in and deliver on their performance requirements at the same time as, you know, fitting in many other things that they couldn't do if they were just doing a standard 9-to-5 working day. So I think it's a good thing. I think it's a sign of progressive working practices. I think obviously there are some forms of work and some companies where it wouldn't really work. I can't really see it working for the army. there are lots of retail jobs where there is a degree of flexibility, but you know, you need to be there, you need to be serving people. I think it's something which we will see a lot more of, but I think we'll see more of it just in terms of more flexible working, people working remotely. Again, going back to, as I was saying, working with Cisco at the moment, virtually all of our meetings with people all around the world at Cisco are online. We are meeting virtually but on a fairly regular basis, and also at very, you know, all kinds of different times because people are all over the world. But it seems now that this is, you know, quite a natural way of working. It's not kind of a fresh innovation anymore, but it is one that, given the often slow way in which organizations adapt to some of these new technologies, it's only now, I think, beginning to start to have an effect on what's expected in terms of the way most organizations work.
Absolutely.
I think most companies are still dragging their feet when it comes to flexibility.
Yeah, I think that it's interesting news. On the other side, for me, it was interesting to compare it with news from Sweden, I think, that came for about months ago, that they will, by the law, will try to set up the law that that the working day is not more than 6 hours.
That's right, yeah.
And they still insist that all the work gets done during the 6 hours. So I think that maybe it's kind of comparable. I don't know. Usually when I'm as an employer, I usually see that you cannot do 8 hours work during the 6 hours. If you have one person working for 6 hours, you really see that less gets done. But probably it's also the question of work, organizing the work, focusing things and all these kind of things. So there are maybe two types of not paid holidays, but at least paid time, or not paid free time, yeah, for persons.
I think though that there is there's a natural tendency for people to think about work in terms of a place, and to think about a working day in terms of, let's say, you know, 7-8 hours or whatever it is. And to judge work being done in terms of, you know, that classic presenteeism of you know, somebody at their desk for that 8 hour period of time or wherever it is. So I think the healthy shift, which is beginning to happen and will take some time, is also not just about where you do the work, but also the possibility that if you're smart in terms of choosing what to do, you could actually work less, you could work fewer hours and still achieve similar results. I'm a great one for putting the hours in and, you know, working hard, and often you have to put the hours in to do something properly. But I have to admit, and I'm sure, to be honest, everyone would admit, is that if you've got, let's say, 8 hours to do something, even though you could probably do it pretty well in 4 hours, if you've got 8 hours to do something, you will take 8 hours.
Yeah, that's true.
And I just think, you know, it's just the nature of the way people think quite often, is that, you know, they will use the time available, or they will, you know, they will work through that time without necessarily thinking about how they could possibly do it in a smarter, more efficient, quicker way and still achieve a pretty similar result. So I don't know whether the Swedish authorities were thinking that way, probably not, but there is something to say for thinking about productivity rather than just hours worked.